Tell you the truth, what's going on? You're going to be hearing me solo, just along with Chris Martin, and of course, Heather Bosch will be doing the news at the top and the bottom of the hour. And of course, Nick is going to be with the music. And so he's like, well, where's Ursula? Well, my good friend had to go home. And full transparency is just, it went from, she took a COVID test this morning. Both COVID tests were negative. Well, she took one last night. She took one this morning. She had some symptoms. All were negative. And she came in this morning. Everything was going good. The show was going good. And then the show started. Then it started to go downhill. And then at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, my good friend Ursula had to go home.
She just wasn't feeling good.
No, yeah. I've never seen her like this during the show.
Yeah.
And I said, Ursula, get out of here.
Well,
and
good
she
for
says,
you.
I got to go. So you won't be hearing Ursula. You'll be hearing me by myself with agree to disagree. So basically, this is how it's going to go. There is no agree to disagree that I'm going to be doing with Ursula. So my agree to disagree is going to be against you, the listener. That's right. This is not the time for you to leave. This is the time for you to battle me personally. Text in 888-973-5476. That's right. You can't agree with me because this is agree to disagree. So let's get to it. Agree to disagree. Brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves.
Just political. However, those that support Trump do. And this idea that our FBI is now political is something that is scary. When we start talking about the elections being stolen and we're talking about any outcome or anything that happens, the idea of people in this country shedding or laying doubt on those things. So for an example, the media. Now the media is now called by some the fake media, right? And it just depends on what it is. If it's something that you agree with, then it's okay. But if it's something that you don't agree with, it's considered fake media. But I want to go on this. This has been the biggest story since last night. And of course, the raiding ex-president Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And when some are saying, or he said that this is an unannounced raid. Wait, when do search warrants, when do they call and make an appointment to do that? They don't do that. So this whole idea of unannounced, you're just like everybody else. You're a citizen of the United States. They don't call and make that appointment. But I'll say this, Chris, if they don't find nothing, if all those agents, 100 that showed up to that scene, that showed up to that house to take those boxes, if they don't find something, some document, some type of smoking gun, that doesn't matter. I don't care what the law is. I know I've been reading on it and what it took to get that that search warrant and the high bar that it took to get that search warrant. This is not somebody that didn't just decide this late at night. Okay, we'll quickly sign off on this. And there was no leaks. This was very thought out and planned out. But if Chris, if they don't find a search warrant in this, if they don't find a smoking gun in this, there is nobody that is going to beat Donald Trump in 2024. He will win hands down. And if they don't find anything, we will never live down the idea that this was political, the idea that the FBI is political, and the notion of the FBI will just be, it should be bad.
Yeah, and the text line's blowing up again, just like when we talked about it in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Somebody, a retired police officer said earlier in the earlier discussion, said, hey, make sure you don't call this a raid. It was just a search. So they're making it, saying raid makes it sound like, you know, they broke his doors down and busted in. So it's just a search that they carried out. So somebody wanted to make that clear. Jack said, in 509 said, I promise that they will lie and say they found things. I think they'll find what they want in the search, not because Trump left it there, but during the search it was found or discovered, if you know what I'm saying.
I totally get that. And, you know, which to what I want to say this. Daily, whether it is Cairo Radio that you're listening to or something else that you're listening to, whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC, is the part that probably bothers me to the most in all of this over the years, over the especially the last 3, 4, 5 years or whatever, is the fact is the extreme part that really sells. It's the extreme that is on TV. It's the extreme that is here on radio. But the truth is, the majority of us Americans, most people, how about that? I just want to put it, most people are somewhere in between. They're somewhere in between the extremism that goes on. Hey, maybe you're someone that you're like, you know what? When it comes to crime in these situations, I'm very conservative. Or you're someone that is like, hey, but I'm very conservative when it comes to crime, but I also believe that everyone in America should have health care. Or maybe you're saying, hey, I don't believe everyone in America should have health care, but at the same time, I think they're too tough when it comes to crime. What I'm saying is there is a vast difference of opinions in all different things. It is not all aligned on one side. So just because someone loves macaroni and cheese, does that mean that you don't want to hang out or have discussions with those that don't like macaroni and cheese? And why do you have to side with one agenda over the other? Which is, maybe call me naive, but I've never been a follower. I've never been someone that just jumps on an agenda based upon a group of people. They call it, back when I was growing up, that was called a gang. And I've never been in a gang before. Have you been in a gang? Because that's what a lot of this stuff is. A lot of this stuff and this political stuff is gang talk. I think Donald Trump is probably the one of the biggest, in my opinion, talk about somebody like, oh, well, there's a gang leader. The loyalty that Donald Trump has, that's how it feels that way. So again, back to this, the question was this, when agree to disagree, do I think this will stop Trump from running? And it will only stop Trump from running if they find something.
In the Wall Street Journal today, there's a piece that says that because of inflation, workout gear, like the clothes you work out in, swimsuits, bras, and other items once taboo for the secondhand racks, now are widely available online and in stores. Secondhand sweats, workout gear, swimsuits. Gee, would you have any problem wearing someone else's sweats if they were clean beforehand?
No, I wouldn't. Now, it's very easy for me to sit here and make fun of someone who would do that. And I think that would be very ignorant of me to do that because, oh, how things have changed for me financially. Because the truth is, I used to get things from the Goodwill. I used to get things that were used. I did have former Seattle Seahawks players give me clothes that I was to wear, give me shoes that they were getting ready to get rid of and give away. So I would be a hypocrite if I sat there and said that I have a problem with someone else using those other things. Now, maybe you do. Workout gear, swimsuits, bras, yoga pants. I mean, look, if things were great for all of us, sure, we would all buy things brand new. As for me, I'm saying today I wouldn't, but I understand somebody that does. And I think judging or laughing at someone who does that, I think that that's the problem. Things are expensive. Chris, would you buy some?
I don't know. Wearing somebody's swimsuit just seems a little weird. I don't know why, though, because when you buy a secondhand shirt, it's touching your skin just like anything else. So there's really no difference. I think underwear is probably the thing that I wouldn't. Used underwear is the thing I wouldn't buy.
I mean, look, if there's one thing that I have learned in my lifetime is the idea of never say never. You never know what you will do when pressed or put in those situations. I'd love to tell you, I ain't never using somebody else's toothbrush, and I'm never using or reusing somebody's underwear. I would love to say that. But
yeah, things get rough.
If things get rough, it's rough. So what would I rather do? Would I rather wear somebody else's underwear or go steal a pair of underwear? You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to wear the underwear. I'm not going to steal it, because if I steal it, then my problems are even bigger. And if I got to wear somebody else's, at least I can get them washed and I can wear them inside out. How about that?
So almost all the U.S. has been dealing with crazy hot temperatures this summer, and we know it's been happening here in Seattle, too. The Farmer's Almanac just came out with their predictions for the winter, and they say it's going to be a cold, snowy winter for most of the U.S., and they say the Pacific Northwest will have a brisk winter. Yeah. Gee, do you trust the Farmer's Almanac, and are you ready for cooler temperatures?
I'm ready for cooler temperatures, but what I'm not ready for is the uncertainty. I think that here in Seattle, we have pretty much an idea of how the weather is going to be. We know what it looks like. We know what August is going to be like. We know that September is really good. And we know into October usually is great. And usually it turns, I don't know what it is about Halloween. I don't know what it is about that day, but it just seems like Seattle weather, bam, turns right there on Halloween. So what I'm saying to you is this. Do I believe Farmer's Almanac? Yeah, I don't have a choice. I just know weather is getting really different and unpredictable. I don't mind if it's going to be cold. I don't mind if it's going to be rainy. I don't mind those things. I just don't like it when it just gets crazy. I don't like it when we just get, okay, we're going to get a whole bunch of snow and we're all trapped and we can't leave and we don't have trucks on the road and then all the excuses of why we don't have and no dirt or on the sand on the roads, all of those things. Yeah, so I kind of do believe that the temperature is going to happen. But if we're going to have those cold temperatures, can I just ask a favor? Can we wait until November? Can we just have the rest of our good days right now? It's August and September and October. Your thoughts on that?
I always feel like I breathe easier after Labor Day. It's like, okay, now I know it's not going to be crazy hot. But who knows what's going to happen this year? Yeah. I couldn't handle it. Yeah. This year, it's definitely been crazier in Seattle. And I finally broke down last week. And I was like, I got to get an AC because I was losing my marbles in our house.
Selfishly speaking, as far as the weather, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The reason why I don't really like it really hot, because I can't get my fits off. Okay, I kind of forgot I'm on the radio right now. What do I mean by get my fits off? That means to show and display some of my nice outfits that I like to wear and like to dress. And so when it's a 90 degree heat, shorts and a t-shirt. That's it. But now we get into the September, which, by the way, I love September and October. I could really show some layers, show the coordination right there, how you match that baby blue with that little baby blue little hint in that tie or something like that. Those are the things that I like, Chris.
Yeah, that's totally true. Bring on the cold weather so we can wear our cool clothes. All right, this week, the called the Economist Intelligence Unit, which I don't know what that is, but they released the Global Livability Index rating.
Okay.
Nowhere is the U.S. to be found in the top 10, but also the U.S. didn't make it in the worst 10 either. These are the top 10 cities in the world to live. And Canada actually had 4 cities on the list.
Yeah.
Gee, you took a look at this list. What do you think of it, and would you ever not live in the U.S.?
No, I would never not live in the United States. I mean, I truly believe that where we live are about the people that surround us, whether it's our family, our friends, our community, our work, the connection to people. I mean, look back at what we went through during the pandemic. I don't care what anybody said. It was awful. It was awful because we lost connection with people. And even though we have social media, that's not really the connection that you think. You can't Zoom and Microsoft Teams with your coworkers all the time and feel that you're really getting that connection. So the answer is no, I would always live in the United States. However, as far as these top 10 best places to live, looking at this list, I believe it. Vienna, Austria is number one. I actually, when I guessed it, I knew that Denmark and or Switzerland would be on that list. And Copenhagen, Denmark is number two. Zurich, Switzerland is number three. And what's interesting is, like you said, 4 places in Canada that are on this list. Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto are on there. And you know what? Every time I meet someone from Canada, or every time I've gone to visit Canada, I don't know what it is. I don't know if they go to school that way and it's like every day they wake up in the morning and they have cereal and they say, okay, you're going to get this cereal, but make sure you be really nice. You're going to be really nice the rest of the day. Like, what is it? Is there somebody from Canada right now that's listening? Why are y'all so nice?
People also are actually really funny. If you notice, tons of comedians are from Canada, and when you go up there, all the people that I've ever met have a really great sense of humor and pretty hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know, like, what happened to where, like, people in Canada are just the nicest people. And when I've been up there, it's just like, wow, so nice. As a matter of fact, I have a homeboy who because he can work from home. And during the pandemic, he went to go visit a friend up in Canada. Now, he ain't supposed to be staying up there, but he has been. And he's been up there 2.5 years now, and he still works from home being up there. But you know what he told me? He said, I ain't moving back. He says, I'm not moving back to the United States. He loves it there. And I believe, and so as a matter of fact, just the other day, someone was asking me, like, gee, would you ever leave Seattle? And if you were to leave Seattle, where would you go? And I said, I ain't leaving. There is no way that I can leave this place. Like, this is the place, really, like, where the magic happened for me. I'm born and raised in Chicago. I've lived in other places. I've lived in Las Vegas. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in San Diego. I lived in Portland. But the Seattle area, I can't leave a place that gave me my shot. The connections, the people that I know, the loved ones, friends, community, family. There's absolutely no way that I can leave. There's something about this place that keeps me. And I don't know if I'm the only one that gets this feeling. But check this out. You ever leave SeaTac? And go somewhere and go on a nice vacation. You're super excited. And is it just me? Or when you're flying back in the SeaTac and you're getting ready to land? Seriously. No, keep it a buck. You know that feeling I'm talking about? You know that feeling I'm talking about when you just get back in the SeaTac? I don't know of any other city in the United States of America that does that to me. All right. Coming up next at 11:30. Now, Chris, usually 11:30 is the time that we kind of fill in the blanks on what we're talking about. So what are we going to talk about at 11:30?
It involves an ex-quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh! You know, I don't know. Sometimes I get in trouble talking about that. So we'll do that next. It's Gene Ursula. It is the Gene Ursula Show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Appreciate you guys listening to the show. Ursula is, she had to go home, flat out. She wasn't feeling well during the show and felt a couple aches. So she took some COVID tests earlier. It was negative. So she's going to go home and probably check that again. But more importantly, she needs to get some rest. So Ursula will be out for the rest of the show. Hopefully she is back tomorrow and good to go. So among those giving video tributes on Sunday at the Storm game for Sue Bird, as Sunday was the last game of Sue Bird's professional career there at Climate Pledge here as the Seattle Storm here in the city of Seattle. My good friend Sarah took her daughter Zoe to that game. They loved it and everything. But during that time, there was video tributes. And one of those video tributes was from former Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. He was booed when his face appeared on the Jumbotron. Now, the Seattle Times, Matt Calkins, asked, should we be jeering the man well known for his contributions to the community, particularly his weekly appearances at Seattle Children's Hospital? And so also yesterday, we were talking about the top four athletes of all time and who would represent that for the city of Seattle yesterday. And Chris pointed out that when the text messages were coming through and the emails that were coming through to our Facebook page were coming in, Russell Wilson didn't get or receive any votes as the best Seattle athletes of all time. So the question is, why isn't he more popular? Okay, before I answer that, why isn't he more popular? Let me go to the video tributes. I got to tell you, the booing of Russell Wilson during a video tribute to Sue Bird did nothing but ruin the moment for Sue Bird. I hope that makes sense. Sure, you were booing Russell Wilson, but you really kind of messed up a moment that someone was praising and or celebrating Sue Bird, and there was booing that happened during her moment, if that kind of makes sense. I'm not saying that you shouldn't dislike, you know, whatever your feelings are on Russell Wilson. I just don't think that was the time to boo him. Now, that week one game when the Denver Broncos come to play the Seattle Seahawks, boo them all you want to. But in that moment right there, that really just kind of put a sour thing on the moment. Now, the question is, why isn't he more popular? I've been having this discussion with former Seahawk players. I've had it with current ones. This has been a real discussion. And I think that when you look at the city of Seattle, people underestimate this place. And as someone who's been living here for 23 years, I've seen a lot of things kind of change, but I have a real understanding for this place that I love. And I know a lot of times daily we're talking about the politics and all the things that are wrong here in this city, but let's be real. We're family and you ain't leaving. Neither am I. But the one thing that people misunderstand when it comes to the city of Seattle, that, yo, we don't play and we love hard, right? Like, if you, I don't know what sport you love. I don't know if you love the Storm. I don't know if you love the Sounders or the Mariners or whatever, or you love Seattle sports in general. Whatever it is, like, you know, people like Philly and the Raider fans and Cowboy fans, they are known nationally as like, hey, those are the real fans. They're real fans. They don't play. Well, that's the thing. People misunderstand the passion of Seattle. You see, there's so many things to do in this town that if you're not good, we're not rocking with you. That's just Seattle. And when you're good again, we'll come back into that product. It's like a restaurant, right? Like, do you go to a restaurant that's just okay? You want to know why you don't? Because there's other restaurants that you can go to and have a great experience. Does that make sense? I am actually telling you that the city of Seattle in this area, we're smarter than the majority of the nation. Like, if you're not good, we're not going to waste our time. Now, as far as Russell Wilson is concerned, he was phenomenal for the 10 years. And do I think Russell should be on the top four? Don't tell anybody I said this. The answer is yes, he should be. Because without Russell Wilson, the Seahawks do not win a Super Bowl. The Seahawks aren't as good as they were. Sure, they had the Legion of Boom. Sure, they had Marshawn Lynch. And they had other players on the team that were really good. But make no mistake about it. The person that holds the ball most of the time on the offense, the person that was consistent, the person that did not miss a game until his 10th season into the year. He didn't even miss a practice for the first 9 seasons previous. You got to put some respect on his name. If there's some, wow, I don't feel this way, and something about him, and he just doesn't rub me the right. All of those things could be true, but the one thing you cannot take away, you cannot take away the facts. The facts are this. He was the quarterback for the last 10 years when the teams were really good. That's a fact. It's a fact that he did not miss a game the first 9 seasons into the NFL. It's a fact. He did not miss practice, right? Those are facts. So, should he be on that list? Yes. But the reason why he's not more popular is because Seattle loves hard. And he's no longer a Seahawk anymore. And it's bye-bye. We'll figure out the rest later. But right now, it's one of those things. It's like, Russell, yeah, thank you. But next, we are in a new relationship. That's all. That's just how Seattle is. That's what I've learned about this place. We don't hang on as much as people think on the past. Well, I guess when the Mariners, we talk about the 95 slide a lot, but outside of that, we don't like to just talk about the past. And Russell Wilson, bless his heart, he's the past. It's over. That's it. And when he retires, I'm sure his number 3 will be in the rafters. We'll celebrate that. He will one day go into the Hall of Fame, and we will celebrate Russell then. As for now, Russell is in a new relationship, Chris, and this is the reason why he isn't more popular to us. He's in another relationship. He's in a relationship with someone else. He's not with us anymore. Right now, we're trying to figure out who we're going to date. Are we going to date Drew Lock, or are we going to date Geno Smith? Now, neither of those prospects our mama likes.
Yeah, a bunch of listeners are saying, one listener, 253, Russell's our ex-quarterback. Thanks to him, the breakup was ugly. Move on.
Breakup was ugly.
I was going to add, the way he left, too, I think, diminished his legacy here as well. Because, you know, he came out at first, like, I want to be a Seahawk. I want to stay. And then he out.
But the thing is that I'm not blaming Russell. Like,
no.
Russell is going to go in this new relationship, and he has an opportunity to make more money. It is a business. You can't decide when the NFL is a business. The NFL is a business all of the time. So it's a business for them, but you ready for this? You ready for this, fans? It's a business for us, too. Hey, if we don't like you, we don't like you. Bye. That's how it go. It ain't personal. It's business. All right, it's been fun. Well, actually, it's kind of fun. I noticed that when Ursula's not here, I can't check the text line and still do the show. So if Ursula's here, I can check the text line. So now during the break, I'm going to check the text line and see what you guys have to say. All right, coming up next, your text, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. This is Gene Ursula. It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Tuesday to you guys. I got to tell you, the text line is a little tougher to navigate through when I'm by myself, so I can't really comment as much, but I'm trying. But it's been fun. But now let's get through to the text messages. Olivia Newton-John, and of course, myself seeing Grease for the first time. As you guys know, Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday at the age of 73. 425 says, real men love Grease. On the discussion of buying secondhand yoga pants, 206 says, hearing two grown men talk about used men's underpants is making my morning really fun. Flying back into Seattle, 206 says, I have flown into cities all over the world, and Seattle is always breathtaking to return to. From the sky, you're always reminded of the natural beauty and all the obstacles to transportation. On the Trump search, Lance says, remember when Donald Trump had people at his rallies yelling, lock her up? For what? Not handling top secret documents correctly? 253 says, no person is above the law unless your last name is Clinton or Biden. 253 says, any comparisons of Trump's handling of classified docs to Hillary, bleaching a computer, 33,000 emails gone, or Hunter? Where is the curiosity from the left? Come on. 253 says, yes, the truth will eventually come out. The biggest sting operation in world history. Watch. Trump is just setting the stage. The boomerang is going to be biblical. Biblical. MAGA. Yeah, okay. I was on a roll for a second, and then there are certain text messages that stopped me. Hear me out for a second. That text message says, yes, the truth will eventually come out. The biggest sting operation in world history. Watch. Trump is setting the stage. The boomerang is going to be biblical. MAGA. Like, I get it. And I get that there are people that support Trump and everything he does. Well, that's fine. And as a matter of fact, a lot of our listeners, you support Trump. And we talk about other things and we have good conversations. I know people that do. But the part that sometimes makes me a little nervous is when he's looked at in that way, and when you connect him to biblical and stuff like that, and people says like he's the next God or something. When people look at that man as if he's a God, that's, it gets scary to me, Chris. Seriously, like you know what I mean? Like I've never, like, there's been support of whether it's Joe Biden or former President Obama, but I've never seen anybody idolize Obama. Like, as a matter of fact, I don't know anybody with an Obama tattoo. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Then, boy, we really set a lot of people off. There's a lot of messages like that today about Trump.
Yeah. 253, you are making stuff up, G. Defund the FBI? Show your source. Guys, you guys really think that I would get on this show and lie to you about there being defund the FBI messages out there? I'm not even going to tell you the source. Prove me wrong if you think I'm lying about it. Cindy says, gee, there's not a chance that nothing is found unless something is missing. The bar for burden of proof for this raid was very high. And then Rob says, please don't call the warrant service at Mar-a-Lago a raid. It was a warrant service. All right. Well, let's get to Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms. This Words to Live By is by a writer named Mark Chernoff. It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you aren't really living at all. You're merely existing. You cannot always wait for the perfect time. Sometimes you must dare to jump. That's good stuff. All right. It's time for me to get up on out of here. Of course, Ursula, hopefully she's getting better. Chris, thank you so much for your help, brother.
Yeah, thank you. It's fun.
Nick, what do you got for us?
Well, bro? We're on a search right now in several fields of life, it seems like. FBI finna bust in searching for a Trump dump at the Mar-a-Lago right now. They're searching, still on the loose.
Yeah.
Biden making his best efforts with his sassy senior self, but it's still up in the air who's going to relieve his duty so he can get back in the rocking chair. It's no question, though, who we're looking to get back. Ursula, first and foremost, we hope you get well and feel better, but right now, we're missing you, and we feel it when you're gone. You're the one that I want. Rest in peace to the great Olivia Newton-John as well, a true legend. As for Russell Wilson, though, I'm going to say let's ride away from that search party and move on with a new quarterback, new relationship, like you said, G.
All right. We're going to do this again tomorrow. Dory Munson Show comes up next. As always, appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And make sure you be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody. Meditate.